Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. This is your Z1077 local news for Saturday, January 28th, 2023. Compound YV is opening a new show this Saturday evening featuring the work of Yucca Valley-based artist Eric Nash. His dramatic two-dimensional work, which uses oil and charcoal, is inspired by scenes of the California desert in Los Angeles. The exhibit, titled Western Lust, opens tonight and will remain up at the gallery until March 26th. An opening reception will be held tonight from 6 to 11 p.m. at Compound YV. That's located at 55379 29 Palms Highway in Yucca Valley. You can see a link at this story on our website for photos and more information on the show. Boxo Projects, a multi-program arts initiative in Joshua Tree, is hosting an open studio for artist-in-resident Tom Houskin. Reporter Heather Clisby joins us with details on this Sunday art event.
Utilizing art to create community, Joshua Tree's Boxo Projects will be highlighting their artist-in-residence, Tom Houskin, at an open studio event this weekend. Hailing from the Pacific Northwest, Houskin creates projects using paints in addition to oils, graphite, shellac, acrylic, paper, and other materials. For the Boxo Projects residency, Houskin brought several unfinished canvases for completion here in the desert. Houskin has turned to non-traditional materials to create a series of gouaches on paper to invoke our desert landscape. Houskin will be on hand at the event Sunday, January 29th, from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. at Boxo Projects, 62732 Sullivan Road in Joshua Tree. Reporting for Z1077, this is Heather Clisby.
Milltree, the Joshua Tree-based community outreach connecting veterans and other service members with the wider community through shared experience and projects, will be hosting a fundraising event. In-person tickets are completely sold out, but the event will be streaming online all around the world. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas says you don't want to miss out on this one.
Join Milltree for the award-winning Live from Joshua Tree, an entertaining community celebration with desert stories, songs, and poetry curated by Cheryl Montell, featuring Abe Daniels, Amrita Kripa Watts-Rob, Anna Stump, Bryson Jones, Colina Hake, Gary Danyeau, Joe Alvarez, Kevin Bone, Margaret Priscott, and Zara Khand. In addition to a night of storytelling and community, DJ Kim Faith Green will be spinning tunes while you enjoy complimentary snacks and have a drink from the No Host Bar. Come for a night to remember. Live from Joshua Tree will be held Saturday, January 28th in the beautiful Sanctuary building at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center. Doors open at 6:30. Performance begins at 7. For more information or to buy tickets, go to livefromjoshuatree.com. Sponsored in part by Z1077. Reporting for Z1077, this is arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
The San Bernardino Sheriff's Department are continuing their OHV education and enforcement efforts, and while their patrols were outside the Morongo Basin this last week, nicer weather on the horizon and a little event called King of the Hammers is sure to bring them back to the high desert. News editor Jeff Harmatz wheelies in with the update.
The fifth week of Operation Dust Devil saw enforcement all over the county, with the majority of patrols happening in Apple Valley, El Mirage, Juniper Flats, and Big Bear. There were 28 code citations, 13 county code enforcement citations, 6 vehicles towed, and 1 arrest. Deputies also say they made an additional 760 educational contacts with OHV enthusiasts, and they assisted in one case with medical aid. Last Saturday, during a large off-road club meet, 5 vehicles were towed for operating on public roadways, and numerous helmet violations were issued, along with citations for operating on private property without the owner's permission. If last year's King of the Hammers attendance is any indication, the off-road races could bring over 80,000 spectators, racers, and riders to the Johnson Valley area from now through early February. It's reasonable to assume that patrols near the races will increase, as well as other OHV areas such as Soggy Dry Lake and Sunfair. Operation Dust Devil is a countywide effort to decrease illegal off-roading, along with educating riders on the laws and ordinances that can affect where you can enjoy OHV vehicles. The hundreds of miles of BLM land specifically set aside for off-roading can border private property, as well as other areas like the Combat Center, which are completely off-limits. And Operation Dust Devil aims to let riders know about the plentiful and legal places you can kick up some dirt without disturbing others. To report illegal off-roading in your area, you can email the sheriff's office at ohv@sbcsd.org. Reporting for Z1077, this is Jeff Harmatz.
If you head outside before the sun comes up and look out to the northwest, you may see a faint green glow on the horizon. That's the memorably named new comet C2022E3. And dark desert skies, along with an orbit that brings it close to Earth, means you'll be able to spot it with the naked eye. The comet may be visible now, but astronomers at NASA say that on February 1st, it's expected to reach its closest proximity to Earth, a mere 26.4 million miles away, giving you the best chance to spot this once-in-a-lifetime visitor to our solar system. Although the nascent celestial body is new to us, Earth inhabitants have possibly seen this particular comet before, but it was most likely more than 10,000 years ago. The comet will continue ejecting dust and gas as it intersects Earth's orbit, giving it that unearthly green glow. But after early February, you'll have to head south of the equator to catch the comet as it continues on its trajectory out of our solar system. You can see this story on our website for a picture of the comet, along with a link that can hopefully help you spot it for yourself. And that's our local news. You can hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.